Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a teen who grew up in Egypt and decades later use him to lead one of the most powerful Christian media program outlets throughout the Middle East, Northern Africa, Europe, North America, and Australia? It's a story of a teenager who was seeking truth in Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, who saw Jesus in a dream. He's been on a long journey, a journey of shaping, a journey of preparation, and lifelong experiences of Christ's love and power. He's here with us by phone from Atlanta, Georgia. But we pause here, even just for a minute here, as we begin our show today, to remind you that the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show exists to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We want you to know how much Jesus loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, what you've done, what you've been involved in, how low you've been, Christ reaches out to you. He knows you by name. He loves you as you are. And Christ loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ calls you to Himself this very day. And our guest, as he shares, we believe that the Lord will move in such a way to draw you closer and closer to Himself. And if you're walking with the Lord and yearning for an encouragement, an inspiration, and hope, well, we believe that you will be certainly refreshed by the story that you will hear today from Magid Atala. He received his degree in architectural designing in Alexandria, Egypt, and eventually became a member of the faculty of engineering and the architectural department at the University of Alexandria in Egypt. He also did master level studies in urban planning. He is the executive director of the KingdomSat TV channel, where under his leadership, KingdomSat TV has launched to the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe with broadcasts 24/7 in Arabic, English, and French. He's led teams of ministry partners into Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, France, and has been a key member in the global expansion of Dr. Michael Youssef's Leading the Way media ministry. He's worked with Trans World Radio's Arabic department in Monte Carlo, Monaco, owned his own architectural firm, and was a lieutenant officer in the Egyptian army. He's a frequent lecturer on Islam and Muslim evangelism, including lectures at Reformed Theological Seminary in Atlanta, Georgia. He plays the piano, the accordion, violin, and lute. Magid is married to Gehan Youssef Basta, or Gigi, and they have two children, Roa and Leon. Magid, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Danny. Thank you for this long introduction. I'm impressed myself.
Well, I certainly am. And I want to take it back, Maggot. Where did you grow up?
In fact, I mean, it's a long story, Danny, but I mean, to make it very short and simple, I'm one of those kids who grew up in a Christian family. And if we go a little bit in history, you know that Egypt, as part of the Middle East, part of North Africa, used to be a Christian nation, a Christian country, before Islam and Muslims invaded North Africa, beginning from Egypt to Morocco. And we are called the remnants of the Christian families that kept the faith along the years since 632-35 to this day. And I grew up in this family as a normal kid, and I was attending churches as my parents used to take me every Sunday, and I was living a normal life. But I went astray with all my ways when I was a teenager, and then in fact, growing up in a Muslim environment, hearing that Islam is right, and some Christians say, no, Christianity is the right way. And also, you know, I mean, Egypt at that time in the mid-60s, late-60s, we were in a war with Israel. So the Jews say, we are the right nation, we are the chosen people. So I was completely confused by all what's going on and all the point of views. So I just gave up on God altogether, being confused by who is right and who was wrong.
So in this, at this point in your life, and I like the way that you described it, I mean, your Christian roots and tradition go back many hundreds of years. And when I think about you growing up at that time, it was a tumultuous time. As you grew, even in this time of confusion, who would you say influenced you most during those early periods in your life?
In fact, the person who modeled me is my father. My father, I mean, he passed away in 1989 when I was 26. He was a godly man. I saw him in many occasions, even without him even knowing that I am watching. I saw him standing alone or sitting alone praying in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. I mean, anytime he is facing problems with his work, he's facing a challenge with things that he has to take decisions about. So he kneels down, and I mean, I'm talking literally, kneels down on his knees, and he prays to the Lord of Lords. And he, in fact, gave me the first seed of faith in my life. But, you know, as a teenager, I was confused and I went every direction. But he remained that figure in my life that molded the faith in me. And later on, I just traced his way of life in my life and my family as well.
There is always a warmth when I hear about a father's influence, a father's example. So here you are, you know, as a young boy, searching. How did you become a Christian?
As I told you, Danny, I mean, I was totally confused, and I gave up on God and religions altogether. I said, okay, if all are battling, all are claiming that this is the right way and not the other way, and I said, okay, if people are not agreeing on something, then there should be no way. So, and here I am giving up on God. And I, in fact, a period of my life I went through atheism, and I didn't believe in anything, though I kept going to the church because my family wanted me to be with them. But that was my life until I attended one of the summer conferences with the youth in our church. And, of course, as usual, we were listening to preachers saying about this and that, until one of them, one said something that struck me hardly. He said, okay, if you were born, that means you will ever exist, even after you die. Where will you spend your eternity? In fact, that scared me for a little. I mean, though I was giving up on God as a concept altogether, but I thought for a moment, if there is really a God, where shall I spend my eternity? And I was, struggling with this question from that time on. That question led me to study hard the three religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. I read, and my family knows this, I'm a bookworm. Mm-hmm. I read like crazy. I read in depth all the religions and how you get to this and how you understand that and how you get to God. The conclusion, long story short, the conclusion was this. I asked the main figures of each religion. I asked Moses, after reading a lot about that, I asked him, do you guarantee my eternity? And Moses said to me, in the Bible, of course, do the Ten Commandments and you will survive. And, the immediate answer came to me, who would do the Ten Commandments? Who would keep them? And, of course, there is an impossibility to keep the Ten Commandments. And then I asked the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, I said to him, do you guarantee my eternity after death? And Muhammad himself, as it is written in the Muslim books, Muhammad said, God is the best deceiver, and I cannot trust him. So Muhammad himself didn't know if he will make it to heaven or not. Then I was fully confused. And then I asked Jesus the same question. Do you trust me with the eternity? Do you guarantee my eternity? And he said, you shouldn't do anything. It's all on me. Just believe in me. And this thought gave me peace. I was still confused, but during that time, I dreamed of Jesus. I saw him in my dreams, and he gave me that look. I saw, a huge light coming into my face and into my eyes, and through that light, I saw Jesus. And I tried to turn my back to him, trying to run away from him. And he grabbed me in the back and bat on my back. And ironically, Danny, in the morning, my back was hurting the whole day.
You know, I remember you sharing that with me when we were there together in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's
and
right.
the graphic way in which you described it, and even to, the fact that your back was hurting the next day, spoke of the profound way that it has influenced you. I'd like to go back. When we come back from our break, I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened, the dream that you had, maybe share a little bit more about that. But your process, you really processed this search. It was not just, of course, we're emotional beings. We often make decisions. We purchase things on emotion often. But here is a lifelong, eternal decision that is being made. And you saw that. And I love the way you put it, where you asked Moses, you asked Muhammad, and you asked the Lord Jesus, and how you processed the way that they answered you. Maggie, when we come back, let's talk some more about your process with the Lord.
Sure.
The dream there as a young boy, a teen, and then beyond that, how the Lord has led you. You're an architect by trade, but all of a sudden, a few decades later, you're in the media ministry, reaching millions with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord sends Maggie Atala all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to speak with us today, to you, heart to heart, as he shares this gripping story. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever spoken with somebody, so you get to meet them, and then in just a few moments as you listen to them talk, you can feel your heart beginning to get start to pump with a greater level of excitement and enthusiasm. It's like and you're just telling stories of what's happening now in their life and in their ministry, and it comes across in a way that you begin to marvel at the magnificent movement of the Lord, and it motivates you, it engages you. Well, that's the story of my featured guest today. His name is Magid Atala. He is the executive director of KingdomSat TV. It's a KingdomSat television channel that is really spreading all over the world. And he's even during our break, he's telling me a few more things of what's happened in the ensuing time since I last met with him. And more doors are opening. You like open doors? You know, open doors are moments of opportunity. When God opens those doors, He opens them because many times He wants us to walk through and see where He will lead us next. And Magid Atala is here to share that with us. To find out more about this program, and if you're tuning in right now and you want to, you caught the tail end of the last segment, well, you can get this whole show, the whole podcast, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I would always encourage you, as I typically do, share it with a friend. To find out more about Magid Atala's ministry, his expansive ministry, visit kingdomsat.com. That's kingdomsat.com. Magid, you talked about a dream that the Lord tapped. Well, I guess He didn't tap you on the back. He thumped you on the back. But in the morning when you woke up, you could feel pain in your back. What happened with that?
That's right. In fact, I could feel the hand of the Lord on my back. It was a heavy hand. And I believe this was the merciful hand, because he just wanted to wake me up. And from that time on, I started reading in the Bible. And the verse that remained all my life with me was in Acts 4:12. There is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Mm. So at that time, I surrendered all my life to Jesus, and I said to him, I will never doubt you again. I will never give up on you. I will never give in to any other authority but you. And since that time on, I started studying the Word of God. I mean, I read the whole Bible, I believe, maybe in a week time, and people say, eat one chapter per day. But, I mean, I could, in one session, I would read maybe half of the Old Testament, and then, the whole New Testament I read in maybe a couple of days. I mean, I was like a worm trying to understand, to read. I mean, my eyes were opened, and I tried to understand things that I have never understood before. The Lord just gave me a light of knowledge, you know, I mean, like a spark into my mind and my brain. He changed my life upside down from the bad to the good man. I mean, he created me anew. And in fact, I cannot, as we give the example in evangelism, I cannot tell you how sweet an apple is until you take a bite of it. I tell you now about an apple that I loved, and Jesus is the apple of my eye. He is my Lord, my Savior. And you cannot, or anybody cannot, understand what I'm talking about till he or she gets a bite of this, because the Bible says he is sweet, and he is really the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Once he gets into your life, all your life gets changed, and you understand things that you have never thought of before, and the Word of God means something completely different to you. And that's all what happened to me from that time on. I became a new creation in Christ. That's simply what I can tell about that moment in my life.
So the Lord brought you to himself in a very, I would say, dramatic but intimate way. As you've sought him, you've become like a so hungry, so thirsty for the Word. You've fallen in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. How did this passion for media ministry worldwide reach? How did that grow from a 17-year-old boy who eventually becomes an architect? Help us bridge that gap of your professional career, and now you are leading one of the leaders in evangelistic missions media ministry.
Danny, this is a long journey, and it's hard for me to summarize it, but I'll do my best. Being a 17-year-old boy, I'm studying architecture, designing, and I in fact fell in love with architecture, and at that time I was busy with two things. I mean, doing my study, and also I was heavily involved in the church and the evangelism in the villages in Egypt. And maybe people don't know that Egypt is full of people who are living in darkness in remote areas. So I'm, as you introduced me, I'm a pianist and accordionist as well. So I used to carry my little accordion to go to villages in the remote areas, putting on my boots and getting into the mud in the villages just to reach out to people. So I was, doing two tracks, studying and evangelizing. But as you maybe mentioned, I was a fan of languages. So I mastered the Arabic language, and it's in fact, you need to understand Arabic well to understand the Quran and its topics and subjects. That's why I was studying like crazy. So, and I studied also English, French, and later German language. So these languages helped me explore more the Bible and the other people's cultures. From that time on, I was invited to be part of the Camps Crusade people in Egypt as a full-time minister. But working in the architecture field, I said to the person who invited me, the head of the Camps Crusade in Egypt, I said to him, listen, I don't need to be a minister to reach out to people. And during my daily work in architecture and designing and being in buildings, I meet thousands of workers, engineers, and contractors. So I reach out to people more than any other minister, because ministers try to find one or two, but I meet thousands of them daily. So I share Jesus more than anybody else. I don't need to be in the ministry to be this. Anyway, long story short, I was involved in producing a program in Arabic for Transworld Radio, as you introduced me, while I was an architect. So I was producing at night and then working as an architect in the morning. And then they invited me to join the ministry in Monte Carlo, Transworld Radio in Monte Carlo, and be responsible for the Arabic broadcasting from Monte Carlo to the Arab world. And people may ask, why Monte Carlo? Because apparently you cannot function any religious content from the Muslim world. So, I mean, we had to work from outside and broadcast from outside into the region. Mm. That's why my family and I went to a Transworld Radio in Monte Carlo. We lived there literally for 8 years, being responsible for the Arabic broadcast to the whole Arab world, something like 300 million potential audience on a daily basis. And then this was the time when I met with Dr. Michael Youssef, and we became, very good friends. And after 8 years with Monte Carlo in Transworld Radio, he invited me to join his ministry in Atlanta, Georgia. And I ended up here. And when we started the Kingdom Satellite TV channel, he commissioned me to be responsible for this outreach since 2009 when we started the TV channel. And here I am being used by the Lord in a mighty way, reaching out to at least 4.23 billion potential audience around the globe.
Okay, I want to just make sure I heard you correct. You said 4.2 billion people?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it's maybe a little hard for some people to really wrap their minds around the immensity of that, especially if you're listening, you know, in a place where you think, like America, we tend to think in America, and you know it's full well, that, you know, it's almost like the Lord magnifies America, and everyone else is sort of dimmed out in our view. But we can get really misled into thinking that we are really the center of the world, when in fact the world is big, and there are multitudes of people. Give us a glimpse, Megan, of what that means when you say that many people is being reached by your Kingdom Satellite channel.
Absolutely. Let me give you the analogy, Danny. We have a great commission from Jesus himself, from the Lord Jesus Christ. He commissioned us to go to the world, to take the gospel to the world, to the four corners of the world. And when we try to reach out to the Muslim people, I mean, those who I lived with and those who I befriended with, we tried to broadcast from within the region itself, but it was an impossibility. We cannot use any satellite that is owned by an Islamic country. So we thought of coming from outside of the region. And I give the analogy of the paralytic that the four men brought him to Jesus through the ceiling. And we thought of the same way. We can come through the ceiling to the people in the Middle East and North Africa. And here we are bringing Jesus to the paralytics in the region, mm-hmm. if we can say that. Did you get me?
Yes.
So, I mean, we used a European satellite. We call it Hotbird. Hotbird is a European satellite that reaches out to Europe, and the spillover goes to North Africa and the Middle East as well. So we used that satellite sometime beginning March 2009. And the potential audience we are talking about here, something like 600 million potential households. So that covers the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. And then the Lord opened a huge door in front of us. The Nilesat satellite that is owned by Egypt, the Islamic nation, they approached us and they said, we can have you on our satellite. And in fact, we couldn't believe it, how the Lord made it. Mm-hmm. But in September 2009, we started broadcasting into the region from within the region, carried by an Islamic satellite or a satellite that is owned by an Islamic country, which is Egypt. And this was a huge miracle from the Lord. And we didn't stop here because Nilesat is reaching out to Egypt and the spillover is North Africa as well and parts of the Arab Peninsula. The Lord, in fact, opened a huge door that we never thought of because for us it was an impossibility. But in May 2012, we have been given the chance to be carried on a Saudi Arabian satellite, one of the severe Islamic countries in the region, maybe in the world. It's a closed country for evangelism. But they, in fact, miraculously accepted our channel 24/7 to be carried on ArabSat, which is the Saudi Arabian satellite. Hmm. And the Lord said to us, I am in this. I am doing it my way, not your way. And here is a huge door that was opened in front of us to reach out to the Gulf region. I'm talking about Yemen, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, you name them, the whole Gulf region, and the spillover gets the stands. I'm talking about Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the other stand countries. In addition to this, the Lord opened another gate to broadcast into North America via Galaxy 19, an American satellite. We cover the North Africa region, Canada, and the U.S. And later on, we started broadcasting in Australia and New Zealand, as you mentioned, via Optus D2 satellite, a huge door. And what I shared with you during the break, the Lord just a few weeks ago opened another door to broadcast into South America and South Africa. The whole continent of Africa is now covered via two Ku band satellites, and I don't want to get into technicalities, but this means that most of the world is covered except for Asia, which, Lord willing, we will be broadcasting also on another satellite that is reaching out to Indonesia, the biggest Islamic nation in the world, via another satellite, and people will be able to hear and watch the Word of God preached in a solid way. And Jesus is getting into the dark corners of the world. And lately as well, we have been offered another opportunity to be on AsiaSat, which covers all Asia. And here we say we are covering the whole world. When I say 4.2 or 3 billion, that means three-quarter of the world. Mm-hmm. Eventually, hopefully, we cover the whole world. And that's the mission we have on our hearts.
This is marvelously strategic. And I love the way that you use that passage, when Christ was there and you know the friends couldn't bring the paralytic in the front door, they found a way. You know, it would have been so easy for them to just get discouraged and say, "Oh, maybe this is not the time. Maybe there'll be another time." But they were desperate for their friend who was helpless, and they found a way. Unconventional way. And I think sometimes, Maggie, the Lord brings us to a point where it's the crossroads where we feel like we've got our backs against the wall and there is no other way. And yet we are never more close to a miracle way, a breakthrough way than when we come to the dead end. And you have come to many opportunities like that. And the way that you speak is almost, it's like to you now, the dead end is really the moment of opportunity, because the Lord is going to break open something completely miraculous.
Absolutely.
And the way that you say it will bring hope to a dear listener today who in their own life might be a financial dead end, might be a health dead end. As you're listening, you might be in a relational dead end, or your own emotions, or your mind is out of ideas. But the story of Maggie Ratala and Kingdom Satellite channel, KingdomSat.com, their ministry is a reminder of just that, that when you come to that place, the dead end, like the paralytic's friends were at the dead end, they found a way. God provided a way. And God honored their boldness when they stepped out in faith. Will you step out in faith even at the dead end? The Lord will meet you there with a mighty breakthrough, a mighty miracle. More from Maggie Ratala. Exciting things when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He's had special opportunities, professional studies in the Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, and various Islamic cults, including religion and comparative studies. He's been involved in lectures and conducted many seminars in the Arab world, in places like Morocco, Germany, Jordan, and Egypt. He speaks multiple languages. I'm speaking of none other than our featured guest today, Maggie Ratala. He is the executive director at Kingdom Satellite Channel. It's a satellite channel where their programs are being, and God is opening up incredible doors of opportunity for them to expand the reach to get this now. 4.2 billion people. I'm talking about 3/4 of the world are being given opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ through this very powerful, powerful media ministry. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. The Lord has touched you. If the Lord has ministered to you, the Lord has encouraged you, you've felt a pulling in a supernatural way of an open heart that you have to the things of God. And you say, I want to find out more what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have a special message for you there. Now, Magid, as you've been sharing, if people want to find out more about Kingdom Satellite, how can they do that?
Kingdom Sat is, the simplest way. If you are anywhere in the world, go to our website and you will find our live broadcast 24/7. You can watch it on our website. You can watch it on your iPhone, iPad, your smartphone, anywhere in the world. It's 24/7. That's the easiest way. But if you are in the region, like Middle East, North Africa, Europe, even North America, let me talk about the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. Mm-hmm. We are usually broadcasting on what we call the direct-to-home, DTH broadcasting, which is simply you buy a dish and a decoder, and then you get our broadcast. Just you search for Kingdom Sat, or the name in Arabic is Malakut Sat. And you can find us. It's a free broadcast. We are not asking people to subscribe to anything or to pay anything to receive our channel. So that's the way you receive it in Europe and the Middle East, North Africa. In America, there is something called the IPTV or IP World. That's also for the ethnic groups. You go to any grocery store, you buy a dish and a decoder, and you just receive our channel of charge. You don't need to subscribe to anything. There's another way to do this, which is IP TV, which also you can have a little decoder without a dish. You just connect your internet cable to that box, and you connect the box to your TV, and you can watch hundreds of ethnic group channels, including the Arabic channels, and ours is one of those as well. If you are in anywhere else in the world, like Australia, South America, South Africa, you can just watch it through a dish and a decoder. So, the easiest way is go to the website and you can find us 24/7. In addition to this, we have our YouTube channel. We post all our videos on our YouTube page. People can go there at their leisure, at their as they want. They can watch our content day and night with no restrictions. Mm-hmm. Also, on our website, there is a library. We call it Video On Demand. You can go and find the preacher you like, the ministry you like, and you find a whole set of programs waiting for you to watch anytime, any moment.
And what's the cost?
Zero.
Zero.
We believe that, people who believe in our ministry, they give in abundance, and that's how we do our ministry. It's a non-for-profit organization. We love those who support us and donate for the cause of our ministry. We have no product to sell. The only product we have is the gospel, and the only person we promote is Jesus Christ and his salvation to the world.
Maggie, as you expand the reach, but it's very personal, and you have supporters that have come alongside to stand with you. They felt led of the Lord to donate consistently, donate sizably to fund and for the proclamation of the gospel. How are Muslims responding to the gospel of Jesus Christ?
That's a very interesting question. I love it. I love to answer it. Muslims, usually they have certain understandings about the Christian faith. So I can brag for his glory that our channel receives 90% of our feedback. I mean, it comes from Muslims, which means that we are talking to the right group. Muslims respond in two ways. One, full rejection, and those who are closed-minded, they don't want to hear anything about this. They don't want to even understand or to look into the other's faith or belief. The other group is those who are seekers, those who try to find answers to questions they have. And by the way, the majority of Muslims, they try to understand, though they have their own way of understanding Christianity or the Christian faith and Christians, but they are always seeking to understand things about the other, which is the Christians. So they watch out of curiosity. They watch out of the desire to understand more. So they usually come in two groups, those who are seekers. They come in two groups. One group is coming with real questions, sincere topics that they want to know about. The other group comes with insults. Mm. And from my experience along the last 25 years in ministry, I can tell that those who come with insults, accusations, and bad and severe attitude towards Christianity, those are the ones who receive Christ in their life. Because once they are bothered, that means they have things inside them that tries to know, but they try to defend themselves by attacking others, by insulting others. Hmm. And from my experience, those are the ones that I would love to work with all the time or correspond with, because those are the ones who believe in Christ very rapidly. From my experience as well, I've been corresponding with many sheikhs in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf area, very close-minded, but they are not even trying to understand. But once we show the love of Jesus, something that doesn't exist in Islam, love, we have a God that loves. That's something that Muslims lack, because in Islam, God is harsh. God is far away. God cannot love, because love means weakness, and their God is not weak. He doesn't love. He wants slaves. He wants worshippers without understanding. That's the whole story about Muslims' reception or perception about the Christian faith.
You've in a way crystallized the very essence of this aspect. Really, the uniqueness of the love of Christ into the hearts of and lives of Muslim people, and yet you've shared it in such a way that you get insults back, vehement responses, because of now you've kind of taken that apart as far as the spirit is stirred, so they respond with almost a defensiveness that becomes offensive, but the heart is yearning. The heart is yearning. Gosh, 90% of your viewing audience, your connecting audience, is Muslim people. We certainly know that the Lord loves the world, which means He loves the Muslims, and Christ died for them too. And the Lord uses you and Dr. Michael Youssef and all the special communicators that you have on your program in various languages to communicate with such effectiveness the good news of Jesus Christ. Maggie, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I'd like for you to share a little bit about what maybe the Lord has been speaking to you lately about. And along those lines, perhaps if you would, how the Lord has led you even through some difficult times in your own life. There may be a word to a dear listener who may be struggling right now, who needs a word of hope from God's messenger, Maggid Atallah, from Atlanta, Georgia. But wherever they're from, you will connect with them because of the grace of the Lord. through you. We'll be back with more. You don't want to miss this. Maggid Atala. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, if you want to be a part of something huge, magnanimous, a ministry that is impacting billions of people's lives every single day, 24/7. I mean, the executive director wakes up every morning checking on correspondence and wanting to respond to correspondence of people, Muslims. 90% of the audience are Muslims from all over the world who are wanting to find out more about the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to partner with them, if you want to find out more about how you can engage with them, they charge nothing for any of their resources, all supported by donations, people, perhaps people like you, just like you, who might want to engage and partner with them to help get more of the gospel to more people. You want to go to kingdomsat.com and get more information. You can make your donations there. In fact, the executive director is with us today from Atlanta, Georgia, via telephone. His name is Maggid Atala. And I just remind you again, and I encourage you to support this ministry. Get behind them, give generously, stand with them, give consistently. Find out more at kingdomsat.com. Maggid, what has the Lord been saying to you lately?
Today, Daniel, the Lord talks to me, and I can write books about how His voice is clear in my life. And I'm not talking about the personal way. I mean, though He speaks to me through His Word, and people sometimes ask me, "How do you hear the voice of the Lord?" The Lord spoke and speaks and will speak forever through His Word. If we read His Word, we will know His will. People ask about His will. His will is in His Word, mm-hmm, that we have to nourish upon every day.
So the Lord I'm sorry, just to cut in. But Maggid, you know, you're a man of the word. You've soaked in the word. Now, in life, I mean, it's not always easy, is it? How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
The Lord, during the very hard times, He comes through in a miraculous way. I just want to talk briefly about one incident in my life. When I was in Monte Carlo with Trans World Radio, Trans World Radio decided to close the office in Monte Carlo, and at that time I had no job and I had nothing in life to lean upon, and I decided with my family to go back to Egypt. And at that time we felt that is the Lord forsaking us, and is He giving up on us as being part of a ministry, and we have been serving Him all the time? But miraculously, same day I decided to resign, the Lord opened another huge door when Dr. Michael invited me to come to be part of His ministry. I can tell stories one after another. During the launching of our broadcast, we have been under attack from various directions. We had failed servers. We had computers that didn't work. In a way, that Satan wanted to stop us from every good work we do. Being determined and leaning on the promise of God that He is in this and He will make it a success. Always, I'm reminding myself of His promises in my life. In times of difficulties with my children, in time of difficulties in ways of life, my family, I remind myself of His promises that He is with me. Mm. He is supporting. Mm. He will never leave me or forsake me. Leaning on the promises of God, is the provision during the hard times and the hardships of life.
Mm. Maggid, we have about a minute. What would you say to someone listening right now, and they're saying, I feel moved, but what would you say to me personally? What would you say to them, Maggid?
My word for everybody and for you, Danny, came from a closed country like Egypt. I was deprived of talking about Christ on the streets. I cannot. I would be imprisoned if I shared the gospel with a Muslim or even give him the gospel or a Bible. My word today is, don't take your freedom for granted. Talk about the Lord. Share Him with others. It's the time. May the Lord, God forbid that we are deprived from our freedom that we have in this country. Enjoy it. Share the gospel. Don't lose a minute without talking about Jesus. This is our life's commission, and we have to get benefit of what we have in hand today. May the Lord prevent it that we will be deprived of later or sooner. That's my message to the whole world today. Enjoy Jesus and share it with us. Oh,
you know, sometimes we can get so ingrown with our own trouble, our own problem. And here you are just reminding us, hey, we've got the greatest opportunity and a great privilege to live where we live in an open country to take the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maggid, your words came from just heart to heart and just immense in the way that you are being used of God to reach so many people. I want to thank you, my dear brother.
Thank you, Danny, for this opportunity. I really appreciate you and your ministry, brother.
I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Maggid Atallah. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ, like he said, with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab. Find out more of our resources, goodlifehawaii.com. Joel 2:28 says, "And afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Maggid Atallah. Find out more at kingdomsat.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today. Mm-hmm.
thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.